Are you ready to talk Padres spring training baseball?
We've got you covered.
We're just about two-thirds of the way through spring training, and our host Mike Janella is showing patience for the process.
No matter who it is in camp, no one's a finished product. Everyone's still learning, still growing.
And since today's a St. Patrick's Day edition of Padres Social Hour, Mike will be as festive as he can get without drinking green beer. He still can't keep that stuff down.
One of the powers you have not yet managed.
Now, from the Peoria Sports Complex in Arizona, here's your host, Mike Janella.
Well, we did the one thing on this St. Patrick's Day, even crazier than letting me drink a beer on camera. We let this guy on set. I don't know who books this, but happy St. Patrick's Day, Mud. How you
Mike,
doing?
Mike, happy St. Patrick's Day. It's always a, I think it's a day that people really look forward to in spring training. Not only is spring training a great time of the year, but to have spring training and St. Patrick's Day all around the valley. I mean, it's party time here in Arizona.
Are you a big St. Patrick's guy?
You know what? I'm not, but I like the holiday. I like dressing up in green. Of course, I did not wear my green today, unless khaki is kind of a green.
I did, but from what I hear, a blooper in the back here tells us that it looks blue on camera.
Yeah.
So if it does look blue, it's his fault. Don't blame me.
That's nice. Is that felt?
No.
It is now. Anyway, no, it looks good on you, though.
Thank you. I like to think so. Yeah. But, yeah. So
if the color, I like St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, it's fun. It
brings everybody together.
Yeah, it's one of those holidays that whether you're Irish or not, you are that day.
Everybody's Irish on St. Patty's Day.
Are you Irish other days?
Maybe no.
A little bit?
No.
You and
no
I both.
Irish.
Yeah.
No Irish in me. No.
Splooper is 25%, so we have someone on set that is, which is not too bad.
Quarter Irish.
Yeah, not too bad. All right, let's talk some of, I guess, Padres baseball.
Love it.
I ended up, this is the thing I usually keep notes on, but I thought we'd have some fun. There's nothing here. So I said, let's flip the format.
I like that.
Let's just go off the rails.
Yeah.
How's your spring go so far? What do you think about the team? What have you seen?
You know, it's going well, Mike. I enjoy coming out to spring training. I, for one, wish that I could come out the whole spring training. I mean, I just love coming out here, but with family issues and family duties back home, it's just hard to get away. So I'm out here for a full week, and I just like everybody's attitude this spring. It seems to be a little bit more tightened up, more agenda-driven. I mean,
which is a good thing in your opinion?
It's a really good thing, and not that it was bad in the past. Everybody has their different ways about going about things, but Andy's buttoned up. His staff is buttoned up, and that's good. I think you look at any player, if there's routine, I think it lends to a better result. Even with being a parent, even with kids, when they get into a routine and they know what to expect from that routine after a long period of time, I think they're more successful. Of course, they got to perform on the field to be successful and win some ball games. But I just like the whole atmosphere.
What do you think about the field? You've seen a couple games so far already.
Yeah, I like the athleticism. I like John Jay, Melvin Upton Jr. I think that's – I'm not going to say it's a question mark. I'm going to say it's a position and a player who has proven in the past that he can do some big-time things on the field. And, I mean, could you imagine if Melvin Upton can – come back to one of his years like he did earlier and put up those type of numbers.
Or even the end of last year when he started showing that again.
Exactly.
That'd be good.
It would be great. And then John Jay, who's a proven winner. You know who I really like is Manuel Margot.
Oh, he's so good, right?
You know, whether he's going to make the team or not, who knows? But Padre fans know that there's a kid in the future for the Padres that could be here for a long, long time. So, you know, the bottom line, Mike, is winning games. And I know Andy has talked about the culture here. Players having to own up to themselves and take responsibility, but it all boils down to the culture of winning. Winning here in spring training carries over to the season, and hopefully that starts with many wins in spring training.
Do you find that? Because people are of different camps. Maybe early in spring training, the wins and losses don't matter, but then later in spring training, yeah, Maybe they do.
I think as the horses get closer to the gate for that bell to ring for opening day, I think they are more important because you whittle down the roster, you're getting that atmosphere in the clubhouse of guys who are going to be together for over 180 days for the year. And I think the more wins translate into a good taste in your mouth by going into the season rather than losing 8 in a row. Spring training doesn't bear any weight. I remember that you can go over the course of time, teams that have had horrible spring trainings, and then they go up winning the World Series.
Or vice versa.
Or going to the – yeah, exactly. That's a great point. So it's all about a culture – getting a good mindset as you approach opening day.
We had a friend of yours on the show last week.
I've got a friend who?
Matt Vasgersian.
Oh, yeah. Matty V, yeah.
I asked him advice on working with you, and he said keep your hands and feet away from him at feeding time. You're not hungry right now, are you?
And keep shiny things
right.
Away
also. That too.
Who knows where my mind's going to wander.
No, but how cool is that as spring training? Because you're going to so many different places. You see so many faces coming through. I mean, that's got to be a really cool part, especially for someone like you who's been involved in the game so long.
You know, Mike, this game of baseball has been great to me. And I don't mean to sound like Chico Escuela, but baseball has been very, very good to me. Met a lot of great people. Got to wear the uniform. Got to wear the Padre uniform, which I'm most proud of. And now being able to work for the Padres in TV. But that's the one thing that I really value. You know, the money comes and goes, but the friendships just last forever. And I can, like I saw Mark McGwire for the first time. You know, Mark and I became friends back in the days when he was, you know, first started playing. So to see people like that and to have the conversations and just rekindle that conversation. You know, we could be apart 20 years, but then you meet somebody and you see him for the first time in that time, and it's like you never skipped a beat. So that's the one thing that I love, going around all camps. I go to every camp and probably say hi to somebody. I probably room with that guy. I was with so many
different mayor of the Cactus League.
No, I don't know about that, but it's always good. It's a good atmosphere, and, you know, it makes you feel good. It's baseball. It's spring training, and there's a lot of friends here.
What's the difference making friendships when, as a player, if you can think back to those days, the difference between trying to build bonds and making friendships during spring or during the season? It's got to be a little different, I imagine.
You know, it is different because you might bond with somebody in spring training, and next thing you know, they're traded or they never have a sniff at the big league level. There might be times when, on the opposite, I would be in the minor leagues and a guy would go to the big leagues, get traded, and you never see him again, hardly. But I can honestly say I made a lot of good friends in the big leagues, but there are guys in my phone right now where I could pick up and call. I played minor league baseball with for many, many years, and we would just horse laugh for about 20 minutes telling stories.
That sounds like a good segment, but the phone's too far away. We can't reach it, or else we'd have to break that out now.
But that's the one thing I miss about this game, is being around the guys and shooting the breeze and telling stories and having fun and miss the competition. Don't get me wrong. There's no better feeling than being on that hill and then trying to get a hitter out. You know, especially at the big league level. But, you know, when it's time to have fun and you're out there working hard every day and honing your skills and you get to relax and sit back with the guys, that's fun.
That's the one thing every athlete, no matter the sport, seems to always say when they retire. Yeah. What are you going to miss the most? Yeah. The camaraderie, the guys.
Yeah, it's just like a bunch of little kids on the playground. I mean, let's face it, grown men playing a kid's game and just acting like kids and hopefully you don't get arrested and
hopefully none of us do. If that's the bar to surpass in spring training,
hey, stay out of jail. You know, some of those numbers I have in my phone, I'm sure I could call for bail, but that's never happened. So
you could take mine down, and we'll see if you can add me to that list.
Yeah, but the one person that really brings things down in spring training is Jesse Agler. I mean, he's just
we got rid of him. That's why he's not in the chair anymore.
Yeah. Jesse, come over here. I need a hug. I need some spring training love. I love this.
This has
guy.
Been the spring training of video bombs.
Hey, this guy's
and
gonna be a dad
cameos.
Soon.
He is, yeah.
Maybe by the time this airs.
Yeah.
Any
St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Hey, you as well.
Are you gonna do you know if it's a boy or a girl?
He's really prepared.
So you open your during Hanukkah, you open your gifts the night before?
You're misunderstanding the entire thing. It's also it's 10 months away. You don't have to worry about Hanukkah yet.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is, see, me being a Gentile, we open up our gifts Christmas morning. Okay. We didn't find out what the gender of our baby was before Christmas morning.
I see what
so,
you're
like
saying.
The first night before Hanukkah, so before you light the menorah.
Hanukkah, you were not literally asking about.
No, it was just a.
It's metaphor.
It's a metaphor.
Mudcat metaphor.
So
yeah.
What we've said, you know, people say, "Oh, did you want to know what the baby is, a boy or a girl?" I said, "Yeah, I don't. I got too many surprises in life. I'm good. Just." Let's be as prepared as possible.
Well, one surprise is that there's a razor in your room and you need to use it. Hey, congratulations, Papa Agler. I didn't know he had it in him. Unbelievable.
Evidently he does.
Yeah.
One piece of parenting advice?
Honestly, let them be kids. Let them explore. Let them – don't do that to them. Let them, you know, without lighting fires and – you know, setting the house on fire and, you know, whatever. But, you know, let them be kids. I mean, I see, and this could be a whole nother show, Mike, because especially
parenting with Mudcat next week.
From like a parenting standpoint and athletics and stuff like that, some of these parents, man, they're just too hard on their kids. Let them play every sport. Let them explore. Let them do what makes them happy. That's my
– All right.
Hey, I would love my son to be a whatever. But you know what, though? He loves – doing other things and it's happy. It makes him happy, and if he's happy, I'm happy.
Beautiful. Can't end on a better note.
I'm happy here
than
with
that.
You.
Oh, my heart.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
To you as well. Thanks for coming
the
on the show. We've got a great show. Stick around. Very catcher heavy. We've got Derek Norris, Rod Barajas, Jamal Week stops by, and Ken Rosenthal as well from Fox Sports to talk about the Padres and some national stories. But Mudcat, thanks again, man.
Thanks, Mike. Always
and,
a pleasure.
Likewise. See you right after this on Padres Social Hour.
We've got more Padres talk right after this. It's Padres Social Hour coming to you from the Peoria Sports Complex in Arizona for Padres Spring Training.